It's been leading up to this, and now is the time.
No one can save the day like Robin Washit of Husker Online. Robin will
make you swing. I'm just going to say, enough with the rock, boy. If somebody could just punch Littlefinger in the face, you might actually have to tweet at you and you can cyber high-five each other. No one can
save the day. Robin Washit of Husker Online.
Pretty Jack.
Let's bring him in. Appreciate you being flexible with us, Robin. We love to catch up with you, and there's certainly a lot of things to talk about. First of all, Thrones. Is Bran staring at you as we speak right now? Is he just staring at you as you're going to be talking about Nebraska?
Yeah, basically I've just been going the last few days under the assumption that little Bran is, you know, staring into my soul. And he knows what my future holds, but he's not going to tell me.
Right. Right. He knows whether or not Nebraska's going to win a tournament game in the next couple of years. He knows about Scott Frost winning the division at some point. He knows all those things, but he's just going to stare at us. You know, that's all he's going to do.
Yeah, and I just look like Jamie Lannister the whole time.
That look was like, "Whoa, hey man, how you been, man?" I hope they embrace it that it's seriously like that. Like, "Hey man,
hey,
Bran, right?
Time no see.
Yeah. Wow, you look good." You look good. That'll be awkward. I look forward to the awkwardness. I hope the start of the episode next week just starts right there. It has to, right? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Bran just basically rolls over to him. Hey, remember me?
Hey, man. Remember 7 years ago? What happened? Remember that? Your name's on the tip. Kind of. You look familiar. I hope Jamie hits him with that one. Bunch of it isn't with a bunch of excuses. You know.
Hey, buddy.
For no reason, all of a sudden, Jamie's like, hold on. He pulls out a cell phone. Hold on, I'm getting a call. I'll come back to you in a second here. And he just walks away, walks out of Winterfell. Acting like he's done. Cersei, I can't hear you. I got bad service here in Winterfell. I look forward to that.
Up here is terrible.
Yeah, that's the alternate deleted scenes later on when the DVD comes out.
Love it.
God, I got a bunch of stuff I want to hit on with you. We'll start hoops and go football second. You and I talked last week, and I think you and I saw it the same way. Gervais Green, really important. Guy's a baller. Thought that was as important as anything else in terms of guys to make sure they get locked in. And it sounds like that has happened. He is recommitted, if you will, with the coaching change. How important of a pickup is that for Coach Hoiberg?
It's the biggest domino that needed to fall for kind of rebuilding this team for next season and beyond. He was priority number one when Fred Hoiberg and Matt Abdelmassi first got here. I mean, he was their first in-home visit, the first full day they were on the job. And so they made him the top priority, and I think that kind of resonated with him. And so he got off to a very good start with the new staff. They had a really productive in-home visit, had really good communication. And again, Nebraska made it clear how important he was to them. But then the next factor was the retention of Armon Gates. Matt Abdelmassi, during the roundtable session yesterday, said that there may not have been a more important factor of all than Armon Gates staying on staff. And that's just because, the continuity aspect. Obviously, Armon brings a lot to the table, but that was really important, I think, for Fred to keep some familiarity with what had already been built by Tim Miles over the past 7 years. Even if it is just a coach that had been here for less than a full calendar year, having a familiar face stick around that knows the landscape of the university and the program and the city, I think was important to him. And it paid off right away by getting Gervais Green. So that was they got the first box checked off the list. And that is, the first major piece that needed to move as they kind of reshaped this roster. And now that he's in the mix officially, you kind of start to reevaluate what next season potentially could be, depending on how some of these other spots shape out. I mean, obviously, Deshaun Burke, Gervais Green, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. And, we'll see what happens with Isaiah Roby. But they're in on, obviously they got a couple guys visiting this weekend. They had four guys visit last weekend. They're going to have another big visit weekend next week. There's an opportunity for them to add quite a few pieces in a very short amount of time. And all of a sudden, what was kind of looked at as kind of a throwaway year one where they were just going to get by, all of a sudden might not be as bad as some people think, depending on the talent they're able to bring in that's immediately eligible.
Now, the staff is officially in place. There's certainly been a lot of stories about Doc Sadler, and rightfully so. It's a pretty amazing story to see him come back. Do you feel really good about the staff that Coach Hoiberg was able to piece together?
Yeah, you got to like, most of all, just the specialties that each one of those guys bring to the table. I mean, obviously, Matt Abdelmassi, he's a recruiter. And that's what he is here to do. He is there to go to the grocery store and buy the ingredients for Fred to cook with.
Yep.
That is his number one job. And then Doc, you know, he brings decades of coaching experience. Obviously, he was the head coach here. I mean, he's kind of been it, through it all, done it all. And that is invaluable for a coach who, you know, like Fred, doesn't have a lot of college coaching experience. I mean, he's got a good resume, but it's not, you know, the most lengthy of just tenured head coaching experience. And so having a guy like Doc, and then not to mention a guy like Bobby Lute, who has, you know, a long history in the game in his own right as a special assistant to the head coach. I mean, that's a pretty good resource there between those two guys for Fred to lean on as times get you know, tricky as the season goes on. Hold on a second. Okay, so then obviously Armand Gates with the continuity factor there, and then in his own right, he's a recruiter too.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say.
He was brought here by Tim Miles, and so he's got some chops on the recruiting front, deep ties in Chicago and the Midwest. So really piece all those things together and then make Fred Hoiberg the centerpiece of all of it. That's a pretty good combination of a bunch of guys that do a lot of things particularly well that I think all complement each other and maybe help some of the quote-unquote deficiencies that Fred or any of those assistants might have. So
right.
It's a very good balance, and I'm interested to see how it all works together.
Switching gears to football, Robin Washington's our guest, HuskerOnline.com. Coming out of the spring, would you say your optimism level about 2019 is the same? Is it higher? Is it lower? Where are you at?
I mean, again, like I said, it depends on how the rest of the roster shapes up. If they're able to get some guys that are going to be immediately eligible right away, that kind of changes what you think of what. Hold on, Nick. I'm sorry.
This is great. This is great.
So, yeah, I got some distraction here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a little bit more optimistic, but again, it depends on what happens with some of these other things. If they, you know, aren't able to get, you know, say a Hanif Cheatham, a graduate transfer from Florida Gulf Coast, who's visiting this weekend, and have to rely more on the traditional sit out transfers, you know, maybe next year is kind of what we expected, to where it's, you know, kind of one of those just get through it years and build for year two. But if they're able to get some guys that can come in right away, and then get maybe Isaiah Roby back, suddenly you're talking about, you know, just getting through the year two, just being maybe something they can actually work with that could be a potential tournament team. So there's still a lot that needs to shake out over the next few weeks. But certainly, you know, with Gervais Green, out with Deshaun Burke, and, you know, some other, you know, potential additions on the horizon here, I think next year could be a lot better than I think some people originally thought.
What is what was your prevailing takeaway with the spring game that you saw on Saturday afternoon?
You know, not a lot.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, like, you know, I thought the defense looked good, and that was kind of one of the reports we've been hearing all spring, was that made. They've made big improvement on that side of the ball. The guys are playing faster, had just more comfort. And you saw that. I thought the defensive line looked really good, especially, you know, Darian Daniels in the middle. And then, you know, at the linebacker position, Alex Davis looked really good. And so, I mean, there were some flashes there that some potential weaknesses, especially that we saw last year, may have made a lot of progress over the last few months. So, you know, I always take the spring with a grain of salt, especially when you look ahead to what's coming in still in the fall. There's still, you know, a whole lot of kind of fluid pieces going on with this roster, and what that depth chart's going to look like come September. But I think, you know, overall, it was an encouraging 15th practice.
Yeah.
I thought that, you know, both sides of the ball made some plays. Adrian Martinez looked, you know, pretty good and on a limited workload, and you know, with only two scholarship running backs, you can't take a whole lot away from the running game. A couple of receivers made plays. So, I mean, it was what it was. But I think, by and large, just the kind of visible improvement and comfort level of the defense, I thought probably stood out as much as anything.
Robin Washington, HuskerOnline.com. Robin, awesome stuff, man. Appreciate your time. As always, we'll catch up next week.
No problem. And my daughter apologizes.
Oh, listen, I'm a dad. You do not need to apologize to me, all right? I totally get it. Thanks,
right,
man.
I'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Robin Washington, HuskerOnline.com. Game time live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. You can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com, nick@1620thezone.com, or you can hit me on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed @NickBaugh. Still to come, we're going to talk to Thor Tripp, KETV Sports, get his take on everything that he saw with the spring game and kind of how he feels moving forward now as, it's into summer conditioning and then fall camp and like, telling you, you think you got a bunch of time, and I tell you what, you're going to blink, it's going to be Big Ten Media Days, and you're going to blink, and it's going to be fall camp. You're going to blink, it's going to be Labor Day, and football is going to be back, baby. So lots to talk about with Thor. He'll stop by in the 12 o'clock hour. Coming up next, though, you had to do it. You did. You had to.